The rain wouldn't seem to let up Palm Sunday, and neither did the steady line of parishioners trying to get inside the small cathedral on Hillsborough Street in Raleigh.
Good morning. Come on in.
This was the 10:30 Mass, the third Mass of the day so far, in what has become a small, crowded place, seating about 300 people.
Good morning. Welcome to Sacred Heart Cathedral. As we gather here today, we will bless these palm branches and carry them high in honor of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Holy Week is a big deal for a lot of people, so it's understandable there would be crowds on Palm Sunday. But the Raleigh Diocese says it's like this a lot, and they're overdue for a larger space. Steve Zaytoon is co-chair of the committee raising money to build a new school on the site of the new cathedral off Western Boulevard.
We've had an average of 500 new families a year for the past 4 or 5 years here at the cathedral, and it's just we're busting at the seams.
Zaytoon says that means on Easter Sunday, the Raleigh Diocese will have to have several Masses. He hopes he's not one of the people who will have to stand up.
Believe me, it gets a little hard on the knees on this beautiful concrete floor, but we'll stand as long as we can get in here, we'll stand as well.
Hosanna in the highest.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Peace be with you.
And with your spirit.
Dear brothers and sisters,
Raleigh Bishop Michael Burbage is overseeing the new cathedral project. It will be called Holy Name of Jesus Cathedral.
We call this a good faith campaign. We're not taking loans out. We're not assessing or taxing parishes. We're going to build what God's people will allow us to build.
And so far, God's people have raised $57 million. Burbage says he knows he's asking a lot.
Some are extremely enthusiastic, and some struggle. And a lot of times the struggle is with change. Sometimes our human nature is not real willing to embrace change. The reality is that we have the smallest cathedral in the United States, with the exception of Juneau, Alaska.
Most of the growth has come from people moving to the state from Latin America and transplants from the Northeast United States. Professor Andrew Stern is the Religious Studies Program Coordinator at North Carolina Wesleyan College.
It's just amazing how un-Catholic North Carolina was into about the mid-20th century. And that's what makes this growth, so remarkable, because it's sort of coming out of nowhere.
Stern says Raleigh doesn't just have one of the smallest cathedrals in the country. North Carolina was the last state in America to have a diocese at all. Early Sunday, Sacred Heart Cathedral in Raleigh will have 13 different services, using the school basement next door and the Clarion Hotel a block away. Two of those services will be in Spanish, like this 2 p.m. Palm Sunday Mass. Stern says there are still a whole lot of Southern Baptists in North Carolina, the single largest religious group, but just like the Methodists, Episcopalians, and Presbyterians, their numbers are just holding steady. There are about 400,000 Catholics registered in the state, but Stern says that's a very low estimate. Leonida Inge, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.